Hi, this is Ted Nguyen doing a special audioboo. It's a beautiful evening, and as people are contemplating their future, especially those single people, they are wondering where their true love is. So I've got on the line with me a special guest who might be able to facilitate that question and have some responses as well as some results of that. So introduce yourself.
My name is Julia Bendis. I'm a matchmaker and a dating coach out of Orange County.
Okay. So are there a lot of people out there? I can imagine that, you know, are professionals. They have a lot of great things going for them, but they just haven't found that special somebody. Is this pretty typical of your experiences and the clients that you work with?
Right. Exactly. That's exactly it. Most people I work with travel, and they don't have the time. They don't want to do the bar scene. They're tired of it. Not that they even have the time for it. So that's pretty much why anyone would use a matchmaker, that and the fact that I screen the people for them. So unlike online dating, where you have to look through the profiles for hours at a time, screen people, read through everything, I do all of that for you. And I actually meet with every single person. So you know exactly who you're going to get.
Right.
So that's the difference.
Yeah, and I think that is a big difference because, you know, they've got so many popular websites like Match.com, and I mean, the list goes on and on. And it used to be that it was different. It was kind of unique or kind of a little bit weird, like, you know, say 5, 8, 10 years ago. But now it's becoming very commonplace. And, you know, people are utilizing technology to find those special somebody. So what makes you a little bit different than, you know, those dating services out there? And you mentioned that personal touch that you provide. You know, what is it about that makes it more unique?
Right. Well, and that's the thing. There's pros and cons to doing online dating, which it's a great tool, and I encourage people to try it. But the problem with it is you really don't know who you're going to get. People post Photoshop pictures. People post pictures from, you know, 5 years ago when they looked their best, or 10 years ago. And I hear this all the time. You meet with a person and they don't look anything like their picture. Or they say things that they're into biking and hiking and this and that, and they really are not. And it's really hard for them to lie to me when they're sitting across from me, and to actually, they have to disclose almost everything to me. You know, a lot of times I will do a background check and a criminal check if I feel that there's something, just, you know, I get a feeling. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people ask for it, so that's an extra service I provide. And it's very different when you're sitting next to each other. I have this intuition that I've always had, and I can read people, and I know when they're lying to me. So that's a big difference when you're using a matchmaker. And I'm the one doing all the research, scanning through all the people in my database, the people that I meet on the street every day. And you can basically just sit back, tell me what you're looking for, what you want, and as long as you're realistic, I will be able to help you, but I also turn people away as well. So,
So how did you get involved? I mean, how long have you been doing this? And, you know, tell us about, you know, your background.
Well, I am Russian, and this is kind of in our blood. You know, my grandmother did this, my mom did this. It's just something that we've always done, and I've done it since I was probably in high school. That was my first match, unofficial match, was, you know, in high school. And it's just something I've always done on the side. I've always done whatever other jobs I've had. I was always matchmaking, just putting people together. Hey, I know so-and-so who would be great for you. Mm-hmm. Give them a try. And then finally, you know, officially, I've been doing this for over 4 years. But I've been doing this, you know, like I said, probably in the span of 15 years. Because it's just something I've always loved to do. Mm-hmm. Love it.
And it sounds like it. And, you know, tell us some of the tips that you have, you know, for people out there listening, you know, when, you know, they're ready to make that plunge to, you know, to explore. You know, what are some of the things that you tell people to prepare and, you know, how to best approach this?
Right. Well, the greatest thing is I put in place a really good process and a really good way of how to go about this. So from the moment that they sign up with me to the time they actually go on a date, you know, everything is set in place and they have to follow each step. The only thing I ask is that they're ready to commit, that they're open-minded, and they're realistic about the kind of potential matches they can get. If you're not realistic, if, you know, you're asking for a Miss America when you yourself, you know, obviously you're not a millionaire and you're not realistic about the things that, you know, you can get, then I can't help you. But so the biggest thing I tell people is be realistic, be open-minded to any and all matches that I bring to you. You know, you can't say I only want blondes because I may not see you with a blonde. I may see you having a great connection with a brunette. Give her a chance. The same goes for women. N Don't be closed-minded and be open. That's my biggest advice.
Right. So, tell us about, you know, your fees and you know, and do people get a refund if you can't find them their perfect match?
Well, my fees vary. Depends on what you're looking for. Depends on your age. And it depends on a lot of things. I put together a package for every person. So it really depends on a lot of things, and we go through everything, and I put together whether it's a per match or a 3 months membership or a 6 months. It really depends on what the person is looking for. If they just want a date, see what's out there, or if they're serious and they're really ready to settle down, they don't want to waste any more time. So for someone like that, I wouldn't suggest a 6 month membership. So it really, like I said, depends on the person and your age, of course, because my youngest client was 23, my oldest was 84.
Wow, that's great. That's quite the span there. So, you know, I just have just one last question, you know, and it's you know, it's related
Sure.
to you know, a show on Bravo that it's very popular. It's mil what is it called? Million Dollar Matchmaker. Yeah.
Millionaire Matchmaker, yes.
Yeah. So I watch that show and I just can't fathom, you know, a matchmaker doing all this. Like, you know, what's your response and what's your reaction to the show?
The show myself just because, you know, it's very entertaining. The bottom line is, you know, it's a show, obviously, and it's, I'm sure it's scripted. A lot of those people are probably actors. And in reality, if I talk to people that way, I would have no clients. So, you know, it is a show, it's entertainment, you know, and I'm sure a lot of it is kind of blown out of proportion. So, and, you know, I deal with normal, everyday people. And I don't try to change people. I don't yell at them. I don't berate them. I don't put them down. And, you know, I operate differently, but that's also a show. So, you know, I'm sure she's not the same way in person. And, you know, I don't try to change people. I try to bring out the best in them and just so they're able to put their best foot forward.
Right. That sounds great. In the 30 seconds or less that we have left, can you share with us a recent success? And then where can people find you online?
Well, they can find me on my website at matchbyjulia.com. All my information is on there. I do have a recent success couple who have been dating for going on, I think, 3 months or so. You know, they both came to me looking for love, second time around, haven't found it, done everything, online dating, everything, and no luck. And I got them together, and they're extremely happy. So I'm just hoping to get that wedding invitation soon.
Right, that's exciting. And I know that February is close upon us. And so for all those lovers out there, happy Valentine's Day. Did I say Thanksgiving? I meant Valentine's Day. So, you know, so best wishes to you as we approach the month of love, and may you have happiness and much love in your life as well, Julia.
Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day too.
All
Thank you.
right. That's Ted Nguyen with Ted Nguyen USA doing a special evening podcast. I normally don't do evening podcasts, but I thought it would be appropriate for all those people that want to fall in love. So we have a lot of opportunities to do so. So thank you so much, Julia.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.